Hello, you are now listening to the number one podcast in Zaire. It's the Frocast presented by NappyAfro.com. Here are your hosts, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, and Saul Wright, a.k.a. Shupak Shakur. The Kings of Slander are here.
You're now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast, episode 234. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, a.k.a. Shupak Shakur. And today's kicks of the day, we're going to go with some class. I don't know if Jared know about these, man. These are those old-ass Nike Air Raids, the all red. Do you know about those?
Of course, man. Okay. The Tim Hardaways, man.
Okay, all right. Like, everybody wore them shits. Tim Hardaway had a pair. I think Bo wore a pair before they came out with his signature joint, so I'm rocking the all reds today. But that's King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying podcast of the day, a.k.a. I only smoke blue white owls.
Okay, let's break that down. What the fuck is a blue white owl?
It's a vanilla white owl, man.
It's a rap?
No, it's a blunt. I don't do raps. Raps are, I need a blunt. I can't do raps.
Okay. See, I can't deal with all that shit.
So yeah, I do have a GPM, but I don't use it, man, because, you know.
Hey, send that to me. You don't use it.
I love the blunt smoke, man. Look, last year when they had the little special, like last year around this time, around Black Friday or whatever, they was doing the little gift boxes and shit. You pay 50 or 100, whatever. And I got like a little pack with, I got the GPM Pro, the little one for the pen, you know, with oils and shit. And I got the one for wax. But I don't use them, man.
Well, then send them this way.
I might, all right, man. I might, man. But the only thing about the one for wax, man, it's a damn Taylor Gang one, man. I was just like, man, they had to send me a Wiz Khalifa one, man.
I don't care about that. Just give me the herbal one. Just give me the motherfucking Pro. That's all I need. Because my Pro died.
Already?
Yeah, man. I guess, you know, everything on eBay ain't right. That motherfucker died.
And how much you pay for it off eBay, all right?
That's $50.
Oh, man, you could have got you one from the GPN people.
Probably. Yep. And then I fuck around, had to go ahead and get the re-up. And goddamn, that new one, man. They taxing.
And then when you got that Snoop Dogg one or something, don't you?
Yeah, that's the motherfucking collector's edition bullshit that you don't really care about.
Yeah, it's all the same one.
I don't understand why people get paraphernalia that has the shit on it. Like, we know what you're doing.
Yeah, man. I don't get it, man. It's if you live in those states where it's legal. It really doesn't matter.
Like you want to celebrate, you want to rock out with your shit. Like,
yeah, you know,
you
man.
You still know what it is.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hey, before we get into Thanksgiving talk, I saw somebody I know went and copped a pair of J's.
Well, you know, I mean.
I mean, they went, and they went, now, I don't know how they got them. Let me say that before I go in. The retail price is $220 on them bad boys, on the True Blues.
You know.
How much did you pay for
them? I paid $0 for them, man.
How the fuck that happen?
Well, you know, when you're a dicksman like myself, you know what I'm saying, you know.
Whoa, you a what?
A dicksman.
Please explain that shit.
When you lay that wood, when you drop that pipe, you know, you get them for the free, man.
You could just say married. Like, we ain't had to get in all that. You could just say your wife.
I didn't say about them.
Oh!
Conclusions, all right.
We know better, though. On the show that your wife is co-hosted, we know better than thinking somebody else.
I'm just saying, all right. You asked, I told you, man. You ask more questions.
So how do you like them?
I haven't worn yet.
You afraid because they're white?
And I don't have nothing to wear with them.
Nigga, they white. Wear everything with them bitches.
Yeah, you know, I'm waiting.
Here you go, man.
I break them out around springtime. I mean, because I don't go nowhere, so all right. So, I mean, I don't want to dress up, you know what I'm saying, for no reason. And people think I'm, you know, nah, man.
Like, I mean, you know, if you were doing videos in the gym or something like that, you could.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, if I was doing a video every day, showing me working out and stuff, showing my shoes. Like, Saul Wright think he's slick, bro. Like, I know, like, I picked up on game, bro. Saul Wright do his little workout video. He makes sure you see what shoes he got on. Like, he could be lifting his arms, doing curls, but he going to show you his shoes, nigga. Like,
Hey, this shit sells shirts. every time it sells shirts, which is fun. That's kind of like,
that's what all my brother.
That's kind of how I got into the shirt shit. I used to wear shirts from that site and whatever, and every time I wore a shirt, somebody would speak on it. I wear a jersey, somebody speak on it. So that I came up with my shirt and everybody wanted it. I'm like, that's how this shit works.
Hey, niggas was loving the Live Heavy shirt I wore on Thanksgiving. You know, I wore my Live Heavy shirt on Thanksgiving.
Oh, shit.
So like, what's that? I like Live Heavy. You know, it's for my plates. You know what I'm saying?
So you done bastardized your brand already.
Nah, I'm just saying. Yeah. I'm defying my genetics. I love to eat. You know what I'm saying?
The whole damn company that went down the tubes because Jerry that went down the floor.
This nigga was going in. We had a big heavy plate. Yes, heavy, man. Yes.
Yeah, man. What shirt is that? Oh, it's a food line. It's a competitive eating line. He didn't fuck me on that. Shit. Hey, this weekend though, are you getting any more J's? Like, are you back in the game or not?
No, man. No. I heard the Space Jams come out.
Yeah. Well, see, so I don't even know how to answer that because they're calling 3 different shoes Space Jams this year.
Well, the all black ones, the 11s are all black with the white bottom or whatever. Yeah, they got on in Space Jam, yeah.
They got the baby blue bottom and the 45 on the back, which is stitched. Yeah. I actually got to see those in person. Those aren't bad. I don't think I'm going to get them, but they're not bad.
Look, I'm only on my original, like, I only like OGs, man.
So I don't know how to debate that because they got the 45 on them. I think in the movie it had 45. I don't know. I can't keep
it. What year Space Jam came out?
I don't remember. Like, that movie was not instrumental to me. Like, everybody talks about that shit. It didn't matter. I don't even know if I've seen it from front to back.
Beasley said that was a horrible movie. He was just like, just the premise of it, like, you know, Michael Jordan on the golf course and all of a sudden a cartoon character pops up and he was like, yo, that's a horrible movie. He was like, we would not let that go in 2016.
The idea of Michael Jordan saving anything that's not Michael Jordan is ridiculous to me. So the movie sounds
Presidential good. Medal of Freedom Award winning Michael Jordan.
The fuck out of here with that shit. How do you get that famous? He's a villain. Michael Jordan is a villain.
Hey, man. Not somebody from Chicago like the president.
No, there's a denial. He's a fucking villain. He pushed off. He punched his teammates. He's a gambler. He's a villain.
He had a girlfriend in every city.
He's a fucking villain. He went into the Hall of Fame shitting on his coaches. He's a villain.
Not his coaches. The nigga that made the team ahead of him. Like, he threw that nigga too. Like, yo, think about it. You the nigga that inspired Michael Jordan to be great, and he brought you to his Hall of Fame speech to shit on you. Like, nobody even know your name, nigga.
He's a villain, bruh. He's a villain. So the movie is ridiculous. But yeah, those 11s are coming out. They call them the 9s, which have always just been the playoff 9s, are now the Space Jam 9s.
Oh.
And then the 31s that look like the 11s are also called the Space Jams. But that's not the point of this. That's not the point of me bringing it up. The reason I asked is because those Iversons come out. The blue toe questions, the Iversons.
I don't rock any Reeboks.
Jesus Christ. Let's just get to Thanksgiving, man. How was Thanksgiving?
You can't catch me now. I'm only wearing Nikes, bro. Like, I'm looking right now at in the garage at all my shoes. Like, the shoes I don't even wear no more. They all Nikes. Like, I just realized it.
I'll be copying a pair this weekend. It'll be my third pair of Iversons.
Some black Air Force Ones with the eraser, with the brown bottoms.
Gum bottoms, man. Jesus Christ.
Gum bottoms?
That's what it's called, man.
Well, I mean, we grew up, we said eraser bottoms.
No, that's some country shit.
That's because like eraser.
Nobody said eraser bottoms, bro.
Yeah, man, look, I bet you Google it right now. Jordan Air Force Ones with eraser bottoms.
I'm sure it'll come up. That don't mean it's right.
Man, you know, nobody know what color gum is, but I mean, y'all
should. Everybody knows gum bottom. Like, on the box, it says gum.
It's gum bottom. See, look, you know, hey, man, I got a pair of my CP2 trainers, man. They Nikes, got some. Two pair of dual fusion Nikes, got a pair of Air Max right there, pair of basketball shoes. Now, yeah, man, I got nothing but Nike. Yeah, I only wear nothing but Nikes and boat shoes, man, and flip flops. Now I wear like anybody flip flops. I got Adidas flip flops. These some World Cup flip flops I got on right here.
Jesus Christ, hey man, y'all Google the Iversons.
Hey, look, I'm about to put somebody on blast real quick.
Uh-oh.
Hey, what's going on there, Chuck? You sad over there, man? You sad?
Nah, not really.
Your number one pick out for the year, man.
Yeah, we fucked
me up. Yeah, man.
About Tom Brady, man. I'm over.
5 to be correct. He only played 5 games, man. So you know who winning the draft bust of the year award. You know you got that on lock.
I mean, that's cool.
Yeah, man, it's cool, man. But you know, say hello to the millions
and millions
of listeners, man. You on the Frocast, man. This is the dude.
Of course, that's why you was answering like this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, this is the dude with the nose fetish, people. The nose fetish. He going around looking at all the girls' noses, man. But yeah, I hit you back when I get through the show, man. You know, you ain't saying nothing important, man. Thought you would give us a gambling line, man. Yeah, man. I hit you back. Yeah, man. Sorry about that.
How was Thanksgiving, bro?
Oh, man, Thanksgiving was horrible. What? Horrible.
That's not what I expected. Why was it horrible?
Okay, first of all, I ate 3 meals last week leading up to Thanksgiving. On Monday, I ate, I went to breakfast, got me a Cajun filet combo from Bojangles. That's all I ate on Monday. And Tuesday, I went to Burger King, got me a Whopper Jr., a small fry, and a drink. That's all I ate on Tuesday. And Wednesday, I ate nothing all day. And then Wednesday night, I stopped at a fucking truck stop because we was on the road and I got like 4 chicken tenders and 4 tater wedges. And so that's all I ate all week. So Thursday, I was fucking hungry as a motherfucker. Like, I was like, yo. And then I was like, what time? You know, then I got up, you know, I did what I do, you know what I'm saying? So now I'm really hungry. And so I was just like, yo, what time we eating? She was like, 2. I said, okay, that's respectable. It's like 12 now. So, you know, I sat down, started watching the game, you know, 2 o'clock come. Yo, what time we eating? Well, probably going to be around 4. I said, well, I jumped up my phone, seeing what places was open. I'm about to go grab something to eat because I'm like, yo, this is some bullshit. So I'm like, yo, I'm about to go grab something to eat. Then I get attitude. Oh, what you going to do that for? Blah, 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 blah. I'm fucking hungry. So I ain't go get nothing to eat. I just went and laid my ass down. So finally around about 4:45, you know what I'm saying? 4:30, they was like, yo, look, come on, let's bless the food. So we blessed the food. And then they sang a song, and then they did the remix, and they did a remix of the remix. Like, I was just like, yo, this shit was longer than all of the lights from Kanye shit, bro. I was just like, yo, what the fuck? Why is we still goddamn, like, I mean, new verses I ain't never heard of were added on to the song. They wanted to do the chorus again. Then they did the little thankful shit. But they ain't go all around the room. They only asked like 10 people. Maybe 12, maybe 20. I'm not sure. I'm recording my show, son. What do you need? What do you need? No. Come here. No, come here. What do you need, sir? You was going to ask me, can you go outside? I'll think about it. All right. Now I'm recording my show. Sorry about that. Yeah, so finally got to eat, and I was so hungry that I really didn't enjoy my food, man.
So you were upset because it took too long. Like, you wanted to be eating at 2.
I want to be eating at 12:30, 1 o'clock.
Why? Why do we eat early on Thanksgiving?
Because you got so many places to go. Like, you got to eat. You can't be eating late. Like, I don't like that late eating shit, bro. Like, so now I'm going to have to tailor my eating habits. I'm going to have to eat right before I go to bed Wednesday night. You know what I'm saying? Just to make sure I'm okay. You know what I'm saying? So since her family is very, very horrible with time, because it's like I said, it's certain members of their family that always are late. When we go on trips, you know how you go on a trip and the bus, like, you on a big ass bus with like 70 niggas and they pull up to like a Golden Corral or something, it's like 8 niggas that don't want to eat Golden Corral, so they want to go somewhere else. And every time they do that, something always happens where the bus is waiting on them, and then they come all, you know, sashay into the bus like, what, we sitting there looking like, why y'all just can't eat with everybody else? Like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all had to go some, and they always late. When we going somewhere to leave, who we waiting on? It's them. You know what I'm saying? All the time. It's just ridiculous, man. It's ridiculous.
I mean, you saw my plight.
Oh, speaking of that, have you got your turkey cooked yet?
Yeah, finally got to eat, man. Like,
damn. Hey, y'all, listen. It's all right. I text all right about 7 o'clock. He was like, yo, we ain't even cooked the turkey. And I was like, God damn. Hey, I would have been like, look, man, let's deep fry this motherfucker. Get this shit over with.
Like, it's not even, like, Thanksgiving is not even my thing. You know what I'm saying? It's my wife's, that's her thing. She loves Thanksgiving.
What all she cooks, all right.
Huh?
What all does she cook, man?
We had a fucking 13, 20 pound turkey. It's a big ass turkey. There's still turkey meat in the refrigerator I'm throwing out tomorrow.
I'm sure it is.
Candied yams.
Candied yams, correct. Thank you. Or sweet potatoes. Fucking sweet potatoes, whatever you said.
Sweet potatoes. Giblet gravy, mashed potatoes, peas. What else do we have? We had macaroni and cheese, and we had cranberry sauce. Out the can.
What kind of cranberry sauce?
Out the can.
And how was it, Saul Wright?
Whack.
Oh, you love.
It's whack, man. The only thing I like tart is candy, and that shit was tart. I wasn't feeling it.
Was it like Ocean Spray, or did you get some bougie?
It's probably some bougie shit. My wife did it. She don't go to regular grocery stores.
I can't take that vote, Saul Wright, because you are not getting the. You gotta get like Ocean Spray. It gotta be in the can though, right? You gotta still see the, like that picture you put on the Frocast last week. It gotta have the lines on that bitch.
It was like that, but it was just some bougie, probably organic shit. I don't know.
They took all the goodness away, man. Probably. It's probably real cranberries and shit.
But it was good, but like, so she did prep work, like, oh, and we had cheesecake and a sweet potato pie. So all this shit. So she did the prep work, so come Wednesday, the macaroni and cheese, all the sides were done come Wednesday, right? So I'm like, cool, Thursday we wake up, we should be cooking, we should be straight. Man, when I text you, it had to be about 4 or 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
The turkey was sitting on the stove, still raw. And I was like, I don't understand.
Turkey was chilling. He was just like, yo, like.
And I was trying not to push it because my wife is doing all the cooking. So I'm chilling. And I was like, yo, when the fuck we eating? And she was like, well, it's still early. At that point, it was like 3. And I was like, nigga, everybody else is eating.
Nigga, everybody ate. Nigga.
Like, what the fuck? So I ended up grabbing some food. I left and got some food. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, man, you did. Oh, sorry.
Nigga, I hadn't eaten all day.
It's all right, man.
Fuck that shit, bruh. At 3 o'clock, I've eaten twice. I used to wake up early enough to have breakfast, go to the gym, and then I eat after the gym. I done ate twice by 3, and I ain't ate shit.
You probably went and worked out and everything too. Yeah,
I did. I was pissed.
Oh, man, oh yeah, he was roid raging, man. God, man.
Here's the fucked up part: is my wife went to the gym too. So you done went. Why ain't you hungry? I don't understand. But yeah, so it took all day to eat. But Thanksgiving was straight. Like, I'm definitely tired of all the food, so I'm glad.
You didn't put no cranberry sauce on your dressing?
I tried it, and I didn't like it. Dressing? I ain't had no dressing.
You ain't had no dressing?
Nah, bro, we don't need dressing.
That's why you ain't like the damn cranberry sauce. That's what I'm like, hold on, you only put it on dressing.
Nah, I ain't had no dressing, and I tasted the cranberry sauce. She ate the shit.
And she liked it. She probably like, whoa, this is better than that shit I used to, the real deal stuff. Yes.
She probably did. I mean, because she bought it for herself. I never eat the cranberry sauce.
So you ain't put it on no dressing. You ain't had no dressing? How you?
We never have dressing, bro. We don't like that shit. Bread, like, nah, I'm good.
Dressing is that's the best part of Thanksgiving to me.
No, it's not. Last week you said it was something else.
No. The dressing is like my favorite side, bro. Like that, like the dressing. With the yams and the mac and cheese and all that. Oh, the dressing. Oh, my God. I love dressing. I can eat a plate of dressing by itself.
Yeah, well, you can have it from over here because we don't eat that shit.
Oh, but if you do go to the little bougie spot, I shit you not, I went to fucking Earth Fair or Whole Foods. It's one of them motherfuckers. It's something like that. But I think it was Earth Fair. They have this shit called, I thought it was motherfucking sweet potatoes and shit, man. It's like a pudding, but it's like you bake it in the oven like a souffle almost. You know what I'm saying? Boy, I scooped it up. I'm eating it because I was at somebody's little function. I was like, damn, these are good ass yams over there. Sweet potato shit. I'm eating the fuck out of it. I asked them, I was like, damn, this is good. You know, I thought I ate about damn 3 plates. I said, what is this? They said, oh, that's a carrot souffle. I said, these are carrots? I said, you find me a motherfucking cook up some carrots. I was eating my daughter, my son was eating it. My wife, like everybody was eating, and they the anti-vegetables. Like them niggas don't eat what my daughter do. My son and my wife, you can't pay them. They eat vegetables like kids. They hold their fucking nose and eat them shits, man. And they're like, but they was loving. They was dogging. My daughter thought we all thought it was sweet potatoes. They was like, no, it's carrots. Carrot souffle. And they sell it like you buy it by like a pound of it or whatever you want, man. But the shit is fucking delicious, bro.
Goddamn carrot. So this was from a little bougie ass spot. Was it
Earth Fair. I know you got Earth Fair in Raintown.
Shit, I don't know. I know we got Whole Foods. I don't know about no Earth Fair.
It might be at both of them, but I think it was Earth Fair.
So this is wife folks cooking?
I'm gonna say yes, because okay. I don't think nobody black would ever come up with that. But like, we just gonna make yams. We just gonna put the sweet potatoes in there. Make, you know, we not gonna think of making a carrot. That, I mean, that shit tastes just like fucking sweet potatoes.
That was my point. Is that it's certain things that white people can do to certain vegetables that just make them amazing. Carrots are amazing.
Yeah, I love carrots. I mean, I eat carrots raw.
Yeah, raw carrots are straight, but they do some, when they cook it with it. Like, wow.
Yeah, I eat carrots regardless. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I love carrots. You know what I'm saying? Carrots, celery, broccoli. Like, I used to eat broccoli when I was a kid. I got into broccoli like I was like 12, and I was like, yo, why the fuck I ain't been eating this shit? You know what I'm saying? They're just like,
yeah, I still ain't. You know, I really don't like broccoli. I have it, but I'm not a fan of it.
Love broccoli.
It
man.
Doesn't make me puke like fucking
eggs. Man.
So wait, are you one of those people that do the cauliflower mash and shit like that?
I mean, I've had pizza. It before, but I can eat cauliflower. Like, I go to the grocery store, buy me a frozen bag of the cauliflower and broccoli together, or the cauliflower, broccoli, and carrots. You know what I'm saying? Either it's California blend is one, and Alpine blend is the other. So either one of them, I'm good. Like, you know, I even eat a little bit of zucchini, but not. I'm expanding my horizons a little bit.
It sounds like you're getting old. It sounds like you're getting old, and you're starting to try other shit. That's what happens.
Yeah.
Like, you get old, and then you want vegetables and shit. Your ass gonna be eating all kinds of vanilla pudding and all kinds of weird shit.
Man, I eat, man. Listen, hold up. Just so you know, nigga, I eat applesauce all the fucking time.
Hey, applesauce and what?
Nigga, I eat applesauce and graham crackers, nigga. Like, I would get them little Mott's little bowls of little fucking applesauce, my nigga.
Yeah.
I crack one. Like, man, I got the money. Just don't watch your football. Give me some of these graham crackers, nigga. I crack, man, graham crackers, dip it in the applesauce and eat that shit, boy. I would fuck around, nigga. I eat applesauce. Like, I eat applesauce with spaghetti. I eat applesauce with my dinner like a child, nigga. Like, I eat applesauce. Like,
you gotta
have applesauce in the house at all times, bro.
Like, you had fried or baked apples before?
Hell yeah, nigga, I live in the South.
Nigga, I had never had that shit. And I was hanging out at my boy's house. He's like, you want to stay for dinner? I was like, cool, yeah, I'll stay. I didn't ask because it's my boy. You know, I didn't think it was shit to it. The motherfucker came up with some chicken and apples. And I was like, the fuck is this shit?
That's magic right there, boy.
Nigga, I ate and slept so hard. Boy, I was like, this is the best shit ever.
Nigga, we had that for my grandma used to make that shit for breakfast, nigga.
I had never had, you got to remember, like I said, I wasn't black until like 8th grade or some shit.
You live in the campus world.
Yeah, you know, everything was
color.
Fucking right. It was fucking rice-a-roni and chicken. Like, it was regular shit. It was TV food shit that I had. I got the goddamn. Hey, I was like, hey man, this apples and chickens is the best shit ever, bro.
Wait till you have pork chops and apples like that, nigga. Oh my god.
We have pork chops and apples too. Like, it started with the chicken.
Okay.
And then the next time we had pork chops. Now I wasn't
pork chop and apple. Now that's like that's magic.
Hey, this shit. Hey, we ate and went to sleep. Now, I knew better. Like, this is how I should have known something was different. My neighbors that used to always stay with all the time, the family of 10 white people, they had sauerkraut. Mm. I never had sauerkraut, but when I smelled it cooking, I knew it was time to go home. Oof. Never like had
cabbage.
I was like, nah, this smells like vinegar and fail. I'm good. It's time to go home for that shit. We done spent the whole first half of this episode
love
talking about
cabbage,
food.
By the way. Love
cabbage?
Cabbage is the shit.
Like, if you listen to this show, now this is episode 234. If you listen to the other 233 episodes, you would think Jern was a white dude.
What the fuck?
NASCAR.
Listen, I keep up with all sports. Just so happen to keep up with NASCAR.
Yeah, I don't know any black people that happen to keep up with NASCAR. It's not.
I know a lot of them. I know a lot of them.
They're not black.
They're not black. I think Steffi Graf, the greatest tennis player of all time. That's some white.
Exactly. Baby. Keep going. Keep going. I don't even have to outline it. Keep going. What else?
I mean, what else? What else you gonna use against me?
What else? Who do you allow to call you nigga?
Nobody. What? What?
There's not a certain white chef that you allow to call you nigga because the chicken's so good.
See, there we go. That's broadcast.
I'm just saying.
But Paula Deen possibly could get away with a couple of bombs.
That's what I'm saying.
Possibly.
Who's your favorite college basketball team that's not the Florida Gators?
The Duke Blue Devils is my favorite. You do.
I'm just saying, if you put that down on a piece of paper. And your government name.
If you lived in North Carolina, you had to choose a side at birth. You know what I'm saying? By the time you was 6 or 7, you had to know either you was pulling for Duke or Carolina. So growing up in North Carolina, that is part of my upbringing. So that's why I say I know a lot of niggas that pull for Duke. I'm talking about niggas.
But so you may be able to get by with the Duke part. But when you add NASCAR,
I know a lot of things. Again, NASCAR, big in North Carolina. Big.
How many times have you seen Gone with the Wind?
Never.
You a lying ass.
I ain't never seen this shit. Wizard of Oz, thousands. As I've seen Wiz, zero.
See what I'm saying, man? That's what I'm talking about, bro. If on paper, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I've seen the Wizard of Oz hundreds of times. I've never seen the Wiz once.
I don't understand. I don't know how this happens. And you like cranberry sauce out the can. This is all the shit I'm saying.
That's what I mean. It's all right. You don't eat dressing. That's the, like, come on, bro.
I don't
eat dressing. I mean, I don't eat chicken. I don't like bone in chicken. I really don't like that. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody just drove me for that shit too. Because I had chicken strips. And they're like, you know, that's not a wing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, boneless wing doesn't make sense. There's no bone. Yeah, it's not a wing. I was like, I get it, nigga. Whatever.
You can't order no boneless wings around me, bruh. Like, unless you, like, you know, unless you're trying to be cute.
You just said you don't like the chicken with the bone in it.
I don't. I mean, but I'm going to get the wing. Like, the wing is the only thing I eat. Like, I'm not going to eat no fucking leg, no thigh, no breasts. Like, you know what I'm saying? I disrespect the breasts. Like, I just pull a piece of chicken off of it, and it be, like, hella chicken
Hold
still. Like,
on, I'm not man. Time out. I'm so confused right now. No chicken with the bone in it, but you get the wing. But
that's so the wing. Like, if you offer me any other piece of chicken besides the wing, I'm gonna tell you no. Now look, 9 times out of 10, I'm gonna tell you no if you offer me chicken. But if it's like one of those situations where I'm cornered, I eat the wing. If you ain't got no wings, I'm good. Like, I don't want no chicken.
So you don't do chicken strips or chicken nuggets?
I mean, I eat chicken. Yeah, but I mean, if you cook chicken at your house, I'm not gonna eat it. Like, I'm not gonna eat it. I don't eat nobody home cooked chicken, bro. I don't know.
Only Publix and Bojangles.
Publix, where shopping is a pleasure. Publix chicken tastes the same every time I get it. So it's like, that's the thing. That's the beauty of Publix chicken, bro. It's like, I don't care what city I'm in. I go to Publix, I know the quality is going to be there. And that's why I say they got the best chicken out here on these streets.
This is...
Just the smell. Funny. When you smell that Publix chicken, you just be like, it just does something to your soul, nigga. It's just like, oh my God, nigga. Like, oh.
You about to go to Publix after the show?
I went to Publix today. I worked beside a Publix, man. That was the greatest. I was just like, yes, I go to Publix every day if I want to. And then this chick at work, she got food stamps, so I just give her like $3 cash. She'll let me use her card, and I just go over there and get what I want. And oh my God.
This is probably the fattest episode we've done. No, but it's no, been 30 yeah. minutes talking about food.
So what? Beezy turned off. Beezy's gone. Beezy's done. Beezy's done. Beezy ain't gonna make it this far. We can say whatever we want to about Beezy right now. He ain't heard it. Why? Because he turned the shit off. Thanksgiving. Oh, fuck no. People just eating for no fucking reason. Just stuffing themselves. Oh, this is disgusting. Disgusting.
Let's go ahead and make sure that we get our checks in. Let's talk about music a little bit, even though this is a comedy podcast. Is there any new music that you listen to? Like, what's in your rotation right now?
I'm not going to say I'm listening to it now. I'm not even going to lie. Hey, man, listen, bro. I listen to, like, the radio. I don't listen to, like, albums, but I'm going to give... King Germ is going to give The Weeknd a shot because, I mean, I was like, well, I figured I like 3 or 4 of his last songs, you know what I'm saying? So I said, I'm going to give his album a shot. Don't, you know, Starboy, I think the name of his album.
Yeah, some shit like that.
So I'm going to give that a shot. I'm going to listen to that. You know what I'm saying? I'm probably not going to like it. You know, I'm being honest. Here J. Cole got an album coming out next week or some shit.
Yeah.
Wow. So I'm all in. This nigga dropping a baby and an album like at the same time, bro. Like, yo, this one of them gonna be a
different. Stop.
And I hope it's not.
Stop, man. You can't do
hope
that,
it's
man.
Not the album. That's all I'm saying.
You can't do that, man.
That man, that's too much pressure. You can't drop a baby and an album. Something gonna have to slip. Something.
The baby been cooking for 9 months. That's like that was done.
This album been cooking for.
J. Cole probably cut this album for 2 weeks.
Yeah, not J. Cole, man. He doesn't do that shit, man. So I'm definitely looking for that. I'm gonna listen to The Tribe because I did listen to the song with Andre 3000. Off The Tribe album, and that shit sounded so dope. And I was just like, dang, The Tribe, They sound like, you know, it don't sound, you know, it ain't sound like they went too far-fetched with the music. It sound like they kept it true to their sound. So I said, okay, I'm going to give it a shot. So I'm listening to The Tribe. Wow, you got some suggestions, all right?
Well, I mean, you know, my usual suggestion, Rhapsody. I think Rhapsody.
Oh, coming out with something new?
Crown dropped like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, I did see that. Okay.
Crown is really good. I guess it woke ass out. But, okay, let me rephrase that. Let me backtrack that. The last song on the album is extremely woke. The rest of the album is really good. I think this might be her best project.
Better than She Got Game?
Better than She Got Game.
She Got Game, I really like She Got Game.
Like this one.
I know that wasn't an album, but, you know, I know that ain't fair, but I really like, you know.
Well, this is a mixtape, too, so.
Okay, good.
But it's still really good. It's got solid production. So make sure y'all check that out. I've been rocking with a lot of the songs off of Insecure. We'll talk about that later. Jerv, don't fuck with that show. I don't know.
I'm going to watch this shit, but man, my nigga with my HBO plug, man, they canceled HBO and shit, man. So now I got to...
Got to start from scratch.
Yeah, I got to start from scratch again, man. So anybody that fucks with King Jerm and you got HBO and you got all the little sites, man, hit me up, man. Let me get your password, man. I promise you I won't abuse it. You know what I'm saying? So listen, I'm for real. So ruling myself. Dr. Bracer.
You doing the shout outs early.
Y'all, you know what I'm saying? All Baby Yoda. Anybody that listens to this fucking show that fucks with us heavy, that won't mind sliding your boy their little password, man, you know, it'll be all good.
I do need to listen to that Tribe. I'm going to listen to a couple tracks, but I wasn't in the mood to like listen to it, so I didn't.
Wait, no.
I listened to the King Crooked. He got an album come out. I don't know if there's a mixtape or not, but it. Like, there's always that problem with extra lyrical motherfuckers when they got beats and trying to figure out how to make it dance. And it's interesting. I got to give it another shot. Raheem Devine's got a mixtape out. That's pretty dope. And that's pretty much all I've been listening to. But that Rhapsody is in heavy rotation. So make sure y'all check that shit out. Your boy Ace Hood dropped a mixtape a while ago.
How you like it? I just can't get in Ace Hood. Let me be honest with you. I mean, I like him on some songs, but I don't like him enough to listen to 9 songs.
I think the problem is that he's, what, 9 albums and mixtapes in at this point? Maybe 11? And he still doesn't have a cohesive sound.
Exactly.
It's like you're jumping around all the time. Like, motherfucker, just find your lane and rock with it. I don't understand. Like, Ace Hood, look, hype shit is you. All that other shit, you know, even when you was doing the Akon assisted songs, it was okay. But now it's like, man, I don't know what you're doing. Ace Hood is like one of my favorites, especially for the gym.
Ace Hood said niggas stole his flow.
Who?
Someone I'm trying to think who he said stole his flow. And it was like Ace Hood was doing it first. Like, I can't think of who it was. I can't remember who it was.
If you rap and you hot and no one steals your flow, either you're exceptional or you're trash. There's no middle ground. If you're exceptional, nobody can do it. Like, nobody else is fucking with Tech N9ne's flow. You can't do it. You can do double time, but you can't do his flow. So that's why there's not a lot of Tech N9ne's out there, bitch. But if you may be fabulous, nobody's doing fabulous because that shit don't work. It worked in the 90s. What'd you say?
Fabulous, one of the hottest niggas out.
No,
I mean, it don't translate into like album sales, but Fabulous.
He's one of the most talented niggas out. Don't say hot.
Yeah, talented, but he hot though. He is hot. I mean,
he
popular. Okay, how about he popular? Fab is Fab though. You gotta understand, Fab is like he doing his thing, man. Like he do the little Freestyle Friday shit and everything.
Nigga, when was the last Fabulous track you checked for?
Like a couple weeks ago.
Throw it in the bag.
No, man. See, you talking about the radio shit. I'm talking about like he dropping mixtapes like Fab Hot, man. He just dropped. He had like the little 90s album just came out.
233 previous episodes, you've never mentioned Fabulous.
I have mentioned
at
Fab.
No point.
Remember that time I said Fabulous should drop an album where he just do like just 16s? He do like guest drops?
That doesn't count as a mention. Like, you're still trying to save his career. That doesn't count.
No, I'm just saying, like, Fabulous is hot. I mean, come on, sorry. Let me look up Fab real quick since you trying to slander Fab.
I'm not
man.
Trying to slander Fabulous. I'm just saying that people are not clamoring to do the sleepy style rap because that's your thing. You're not exceptional at it. Nobody's fucking with it. Like, it was Mace and you. That's it. Nobody's clamoring to do that style of rap. But if you Ace Hood and your shit was popping, everybody's rapping aggressive. Like, that's Ace Hood's style, right? Just aggressive rap. How is that, like, your thing? All you right. don't own that.
You know what I'm saying?
You don't own that. Speaking of aggressive niggas, like, we all over the place. Did you hear about Charlamagne and C getting into it? Benny Siegel?
Oh, yeah. That's that the one when they was on the radio and Siegel told him he wasn't qualified.
Like, it got bad. What is it about? I think me and Charlamagne are come from the same cloth. It's something about us that makes people think that we fightable. We got that fightable vibe, ain't that what Rilla myself said?
I mean, but difference between you and Charlamagne, and Charlamagne,
he provokes it.
So, yeah, sometimes. But then the whole Siegel thing, like, you know, that shit was just hilarious. And then who was it later on? Shit, cause Jaheim got into it with Charlamagne too.
Jaheim? I heard yeah. Jaheim's a thug.
Oh, Jaheim told Charlamagne, what'd he say? Because, you know, Charlamagne got on his hair or some shit like that. Let me see what he said.
The motherfucker Sticky Fingers from Onyx got into it with him.
No, that was...
Fredro Starr.
Yeah, Fredro.
Fredro Starr got into it
with him. He was like, yeah, because what'd he say? Oh, yeah, he made him... Okay, Charlamagne made him Donkey of the Day for his hairstyle. You seen the little Jaheim shit, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, And then so Jaheim went on his little gram and was like, what'd he say? When I see you face to face, it's on sight, bruh. I'm not calling on names or whoever with you can get it. I smack jockeys and knock out pussies that come at me indirect. Facts.
Wow.
Nothing or no one can save you. I'm going to beat you the color purple. I'm going to come to your workplace. You have to see me. You've been chosen to put these healing gloves on that ass, big mouth chump. You're going to learn today. Hashtag struggle love.
Now this is Jaheim.
Yeah, Jaheim said, I'm going to beat your ass for the real niggas that want a piece of you. This is the second time you put my name in your mouth. It's my turn. He said, I'm going to give you a donkey right on your eye, pussy. It's on sight.
Damn. Yeah. Hey, man. So he was coming for him. I mean, who do you think had a point in that whole little beef with Charlamagne and Beans?
What'd you say?
Who do you think had a better point? Like, whose side are you picking?
Oh, I mean,
see, basically, Charlamagne was saying that you out here, you got kids listening, and you out here promoting this gun talk. And
we gotta understand, Charlamagne, he's converted to the other side now, getting that money side. So, you know, he's turning into Steve Harvey, the young Steve Harvey, and shit. You know what I'm saying? Niggas giving advice, and you know they. So he's telling the right thing. You know what I'm saying? Cause Siegel, you know, I mean, he is out there 45 years old. You can't be out there acting like an old thug and shit. You know, I see both sides of it. You know what I'm saying? Siegel did stick his nose in the, you know what I'm saying, that whole little ordeal. It was all publicity for Siegel, man. But, you know, bad press. You know what I'm saying? He ain't come out looking good in this whole situation. He got slumped. You know what I'm saying?
That was the other thing they were saying too. Like, nigga, you doing all this tough talking, but you got punched and ain't nothing happened.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? You flipping sides, you out here? Hey, look, I don't want no problem in the streets. I just think it's interesting how people come up on the show.
Really, like, you really about to have niggas coming at you for what you just said, so, right? You know
what did
like,
I just say?
What you just said. You like, I don't know why. But
I just recapped the conversation. I didn't pick a side.
You'll get some flag behind it. Watch.
If you promote it that way, yeah.
But I'm not promoting it.
Like, I think you'd be one of them niggas that are like, pump it up. Like, if we in a crowd or something, you'd be the one like, oh shit, you hear what he just said? Like, you do that until they stomp me damn near to death. And then no. You'd be like, all right, chill.
No, man. First of all, sorry. If I'm with you, man, you fighting, we fighting, nigga. Simple as that.
You laughing, and then you might jump.
Nah, nigga, no. If you fight,
I think you let me catch a couple F's.
Okay, if you fighting one nigga, we all gonna be fighting this one. We gonna jump his ass. Fuck that.
I think you would let me catch a couple.
All right, nah, that
you
ain't
let me catch a couple. Like, you let me get rocked good to, like, I damn near get knocked
man.
Down.
No, I wouldn't, man.
And then Star- you jump in. Mm-hmm. And then, if we win the fight, you gonna drive me for the rest of my life about where you get hit, though. That's what you gonna do.
Oh, man.
That's what you gonna do.
I probably just pull out the gun and shoot the nigga. So.
But then you put the gun next to me.
I'm gonna respect the gun on. I'm gonna do what it is. I'm gonna unload the gun. I'm gonna set it down. I'm gonna call the police. Hey, I just fired my arm. I just shot the man. I'm gonna do it all by the book.
He gonna shoot the dude dead, then shoot himself in the leg and put the gun by the like, he just went crazy. He shot everybody.
he wrestled the gun away from me. He like, deadlifts 1,000 pounds, man. It was no, it was. it wasn't even a struggle. I just,
I got kids, man. I can't go to jail. I got kids, man. Saul, you got to take this one.
Remember him threatening people? He threatened the paper.
Saul, you got to take this one, man. I got kids, man. Don't show your yellow. Speaking of beef, T.I. and Floyd got beef again.
Again.
How does this happen?
Okay, so Kevin Hart and T.I. was in, they was at a big dinner or whatever, having a good old time, and the Jones session broke out, and Kevin Hart told some nigga he got a, he said, yo, Floyd Mayweather daddy face ass, and you know what I'm saying? And T.I. laughed super hard, like he was like, ah, ha, 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 like when he said that joke, right? So Floyd catches wind of the video, he puts up a video of him talking like, you know, niggas, you know, niggas don't even talk money with me because, you know, that's what I am. You know, he had his little $100 million check and he ain't even cash yet from the Pacquiao fight.
Don't checks have like a 90 day?
Nah, bro. It's, nah, man. This real money side right now.
I don't know. I cash them motherfuckers ASAP. So I
Yeah. We don't know about this lifestyle. So, all right. Bet. Check from 2015, bro. It's about to be 27.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Is it still good? But I don't know. Go ahead.
So, you know, he's showing this check and he'll, you know, and then like it was a video, he put out a video of him being at a party, like at a Mariah Carey's Halloween party or something. And it was him and T.I. wife, and they took a picture together. And then his wife was like, T.I. wife put a video up, like, oh, I just took a picture with him, and it wasn't nothing like that. People did it. So then Floyd put out a video of him and her dancing together. Like, yo, I'm like, nah.
Wait, again?
Yeah, this was at the Halloween party.
How does he still have footage of him and Tiny?
That's the thing. Tiny, listen.
Tiny out there.
Tiny, it's got to be you because it's T.I. You like, I see why T.Y. This T.I. you fighting. This your wife. So I get it why you arguing, but you got to check her.
Yeah.
Because you know what I'm saying? You can't be putting me in these situations like this. Like, goddamn. Like, damn.
Yeah, the problem is with your wife. She knows what the fuck is going on. Hey, man, she's very clear on what the fuck's going on.
Exactly.
So there's no reason for there to be recent video of y'all doing shit. You gotta check your wife. You don't even have beef with Floyd.
She told me something. I just took the picture because this Mariah asked me to take the picture. I mean, you don't tell the queen no. You don't tell her. You know what I'm saying? But
you know, told your husband no.
Look, the way the picture was set up, it was some girl, Mariah, Floyd, and Tiny. Why they gotta be together on the picture? You know what I'm saying? Why we couldn't be like on the opposite? Like, come on now.
Right, because you disrespecting your husband.
You disrespecting your husband out in these streets, making him look real bad. Like, he just can't run up on Floyd again, man. Like, Floyd might really fight him this time. Like, yo, Floyd, like, you know, y'all in the same weight class, T.I. Like, I'm gonna be real, man. You know what I'm saying? He said he 145 pounds. You know what I'm saying? That's a little ass nigga, boy. God damn.
Yeah, that's a small motherfucker. But he got them hands. Like, what do you do if you with your wife?
I'm talking about T.I., 145.
I know. Well, that's what I'm saying. They in the same weight class. So y'all weigh the same, but y'all ain't the same.
Hell nah.
Y'all ain't the same. This motherfucker, he's been fighting since he was like 2.
T.I. talking about him. He fast as lightning, boy. Bet nah, bro. Nah, you
fast
ain't.
Fast as what lightning?
That's exactly. Floyd gonna show you the real. But lightning is
like, what do you do in that situation? It's a picture going around on Facebook right now. Some brolic ass dude, and they was like, "Yo, if this dude hit your girl, what's gonna happen?"
I'm shooting his ass. Simple as that.
Well, it's a brolic dude. You know what I'm saying? He might not have no hands. You don't
give a fuck. You hit my girl, I'm shooting you. Like, pow. Like, I'm not fighting you, man. Like, no, man. Nah. Now both of us gonna get our ass whooped. Hell nah.
But if it's Floyd.
Floyd, man, Floyd might hit me one time and cut me open, man. But I think I could withstand. But he might hit me in my stomach or something. He might hit me in a gut shot, like, ooh, I'm like, ooh.
You're not catching Floyd, bro. He's 145.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just, man, like
it might not hurt the first shot.
I take my chances. I think I take my chances with Floyd than a big brolic nigga. A big brolic man just grab me and ground and pound me, pick me up, slam me or something. Pow, pow. Like, nah, man. Cause that's the worst thing as a grown man, motherfucker, pick you up and slam you, my nigga. Like, you get lifted off your feet by another man, yo, that shit make you feel like a little child, nigga. Like,
emasculated. That's like, shit.
Yeah, like, you don't pick a nigga up, man. Like, that's the worst thing you could do, bro. Like,
and then fights don't end no more. Like, you knock somebody out back in the day, that was the end of the fight. These motherfuckers just stomping and river dancing on niggas' heads.
Man, they don't understand, man. Like, damn, the nigga out. What you still kicking for, man? Like, chill.
Yeah, man. I'm not cut out for this new world. I'm not cut out for this new world. Man, I forget what happened. I think we're watching.
I signed like some MMA classes or some shit, some self defense classes. Cause man, boy,
I'm taking some next year.
I'm gonna put my son in some, man. Like, man, I just want him to, you know, be ahead of the curve and know beyond street fighting, because these niggas ain't street fighting no more, man.
And they brave, like, you know what I'm saying? Trump, you know, this is kind of the next topic on here. We're gonna get to this in a minute. But Trump done got voted in, and people out here wilding.
Yes.
You need to be able to protect yourself.
Streets, bro. Like the day at work, my nigga, like, this shit was crazy as fuck. This man just walked back in our receiving department, grabbed a cart and walked out that motherfucker. I was like, God damn, like, nigga, like, you just gonna walk back in? And, like, he looked at us like, what y'all niggas gonna do? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, grabbed the cart, boom, walked through the double doors, and I was just like, yo, this nigga just, like,
right, what you gonna do?
Yeah, that's it. Grab.
These motherfuckers out here wilding, man. So you gotta be careful, man. I just, anyway, man, we talking about,
like, oh yeah, the Trump. Did you see the lady in the Michaels? The video.
I didn't see the video. I saw how it went viral. I didn't watch it because the caption said it all for me.
Yeah.
You know, she got mad about the dollar bag, and then she went to fuck eight. Like,
she said she was being discriminated against by two black people, and she's like, I voted for Trump. Now what? And I was just like, what did that got to do? Like, what? People are yelling this now. Like, yeah, the dude on the plane.
You know, they're letting you know that my vote for Trump was a vote for racism. That's what the vote was for certain people. I don't think everybody who voted for Trump is racist, but you let that racist bullshit slide. Some people are saying that, yo, I voted for Trump because I'm a racist. That's what's out there in the streets, and I don't know how to deal with that. Like, what are you supposed to do? Because you got freedom of speech, but you're using your vote for Trump, whether you did or not, you're using that to incite a riot or incite some action or as a threat.
It's so, like a fucking war call now, like, when you say that shit. Like, you let niggas know, like, it's on. Did you see that little, that video of the alt-right or some shit? They had a video, they was like, hey, hail Trump, and all this shit.
Yeah, it was, so I saw that, and I saw a video with Roland Martin with the guy that was there for that fucking meeting. And I don't quite understand.
That man said, white, he said, we created this place. He said, it was for us, now we got it back. I was just like, are these motherfuckers serious? Like, what? And then, like, these wasn't, like, your hick Ku Klux Klan members. These niggas was in suits. And then, man, this shit's scary, bro. Like, this shit's fucking scary, bro. Like,
but that's the difference, is that I think a lot of what they showed us, you know, on video for KKK members was that hick mentality make you seem like it was a sect. But them motherfuckers was doctors and lawyers and police officers and judges. Like, it wasn't just the motherfuckers in the backwoods. It was people with power.
I think they used the ones, the hick ones, them the ones they just used, y'all go on TV. But the real people, we behind the scenes.
Well, right, because the motherfuckers up front, the pawns, are the ones that are brazen.
Yeah.
Like, you ain't got shit to lose, and of course you gonna put the fucking Confederate flag on your fucking car and
on your body.
Yeah, and have a fucking noose dragging behind your car. Like, of course that's what you gonna do. But it's these motherfuckers are making laws. These motherfuckers are
enforcing
the law. Like, these are the people that they checking you out of the grocery store. These are the motherfuckers that are out there. And so now
sign a loan on your bank.
And your housing loan. Like, what's this balloon payment I see here? Why does my payment go from $300 a month to $9,000? What is that? Yeah. Oh, don't worry about it. By then, you'll refinance and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, your ass done lost your job. So, it's real fucked up out there in these streets, man. And I try not to watch any more of that shit because people are crazy. Just like you got an outline. People are fucking crazy. I voted for Trump. And now you got all this recount shit going on. I don't know if that's a win either.
Yeah.
Like, I really feel like I said before the election was over, let Trump get in there and fuck it up so much that he got to get the fuck out. And we got to start over. I don't think Hillary getting in there is going to fix shit. Because now all these Trump supporters are going to be mad. And then what? Those are the crazy ones.
We going to have anarchy.
Yeah, those are the crazy ones. So I don't know, man. This shit is weird. Speaking of crazy, Kanye, crazy? Or what's going on with Kanye? You know, Kanye was on doing a concert, and he said that he would have voted for Trump. He said a lot of shit.
Yeah.
The part that made the video.
Went on a 17-minute rant.
Yeah. And they singled that part of it out. Kanye basically said in the other 16 minutes the same shit he's been saying since My Dark Twisted Fantasy, maybe?
I mean, but he ain't have to snitch on Hov and Khaled like that, though. Like,
what did he say about Hov and Khaled?
He was like, I know he said this about both of them. He said, I know y'all got killers out there. Don't send them for my head, bro. Like, really? How you, I know Hov was sitting there feeding Blue Ivy, and also he heard, he's like, what the fuck? I got killers out there. Like, what the fuck? Like, come on, man. Don't say that, bro. Like, don't say that.
Yeah, like you. If something happens to you, that's who they're gonna look for first.
Yeah, like Kanye could have hurt himself, and they would have came and seen Hov mm-hmm. about it, man.
Right.
He could have been sitting there about to have sex with Beyonce, and all of a sudden, police come knocking on his door, man.
And so essentially, what he was saying was that, you know, he was even mad at Beyonce because apparently at one of the award shows,
in the MTV award show, she said she wouldn't perform unless she won the Video of the Year award. That's what she said.
I don't see anything wrong with that. That's kind of how it works. You don't perform if you're not winning.
But, I mean, why I had to win a Video of the Year award? I mean, you know.
If that's what you wanted me to, like, what else was she up for?
I mean, but he's saying that his video was better. He think that his video and Drake video was better than Beyonce's, was it Formation?
But then he should have just, like, then just say that. Don't say the performing part because that's kind of how the shit goes.
Yeah.
The people who perform are the ones that win the fucking awards. That's why they're performing. You go out there, you see this nigga performing, and the next category is such. The person that just performed won. That's how it works. But don't try and make it some extra shit. Your video probably was better. Who cares? Why are we still clamoring for MTV awards?
And then he called out Mark Zuckerberg and all this shit.
He's begging Mark Zuckerberg again for millions of dollars. Like, fund me.
I told you I was $50 million in debt.
Which, I don't understand how you do that.
Mm.
Like, the way credit works, once you owe a certain amount of money, nobody gives you shit. So how do you get to $54
million? Hey, man.
Like, where does that happen? You get your record deal, you're doing your videos, you're touring, you got millions coming in, and then how do you get... If you owe $12 million, how do you get somebody to give you a couple more million? So that's that real money shit that I don't get. I don't understand. I don't understand how that world works.
Yeah, because I couldn't imagine being $50 million in debt.
Nigga, $50,000 in debt.
Nigga, $5,000 would do me in. I ain't gonna lie.
And my student loans are right at $50, and I'm like, hey, man, shit.
I'm like, this what student loans, nigga? I don't even think about this.
God damn.
I'm not, man. That shit fucked up, man. I'm trying to get back in school in 2017. It's all right, man.
To do what?
I'm going to get a sports management degree. Just, you know.
Just to have it? Like, or do you plan on using it?
I might use it. Who knows?
You just want to get more in debt. So basically, you just want to hold your loans off.
Listen, man. The man who dies and owes the most wins, man. I'm not... I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna die in debt, man. Like, everybody dying in debt, man. I'm not trying to leave my kids shit, bro. Like, man, listen. I'm not trying to leave them nothing, man. Nothing.
So but, you're definitely doing online school, right?
Like, no. I'm gonna go to community college.
Shut your ass up. Yeah. You're not going to sit in nobody's fucking desk.
I am, man. It's all right, man. This shit's gonna be a culture shock to me, man.
Yeah. These new niggas, too. Everybody gonna have a skinny jeans.
And I'm just gonna be sitting there, old nigga. In class. Never gonna say nothing. Never gonna, you know.
What's your stance on that, by the way?
What?
Are you still wearing bootcut jeans and shit and straight leg pants?
The jeans I have are all at least 7 years old. I have no jeans because I tried to go buy jeans one time and I was like, oh, I'm not buying none of these fuck nigga jeans. Like, where the real nigga jeans at? Like, and then, you know what I'm saying? Like, wear this shit. Like, I put the jeans on. I was like, what the what? This is my size, but this ain't my size.
It's
like,
so
nah.
Different, bro. It's so different.
Yeah, so I was like, I'm not buying none of these fuck nigga jeans, bro. Like, no. So all my jeans are old, bro.
I'm trying to move some jeans now. I only asked that because I was jean shopping. Like, 99.9% of the time, I'm wearing jogging pants.
Yeah.
That's all I fucking wear. And I had to do something the other day, and I needed some jeans, so I had to go buy some jeans. And that whole experience just fucked me up. And I was like, what the fuck is this shit?
Yeah, it don't even feel right, man. You gotta, like, these jeans were made to sag. Like, you can't wear these jeans on your ass.
Like, I don't know. Like, you go in there, and he's like, yeah, well, we got this cut. I'm like, what the fuck do you mean? Like, jeans used to be regular. It was boot cut, straight, and that was pretty much it. Loose, relaxed. Now they got athletic cut. They got stretchy athletic cut. They got sport fit. I said, man, I was in there for like 45 minutes.
And then they got, like, different sizes. Like, I ain't know niggas had odd size. Like, nigga, like, a 31. I said a 31. What is that?
What is that, man? This shit is weird. So, with the sneaker culture and me recently doing the jean shopping, there's apparently an embargo against niggas who wear baggy jeans.
Yeah, because you're covering up the shoe according to the sneakerheads.
Which, in some shoes, I definitely feel that way. But, like, to the point to where if I'm showing you my shoes, niggas is bagging on your jeans. They're not even worried about the shoes. Like, fuck the fact you got on some Yeezys. What's going on with your jeans, nigga?
Why is your jeans so baggy? Niggas like, yo, like, what the fuck? Like, no, because it's, I can't help it, man. I'm not walking around here in no straight leg fucking jeans, bro. That shit is wicked. No, I'm not doing it.
No, you straight legs, you'd probably be okay.
I can't do it, man. I can't wear them.
So you got to be relaxed fit?
Got to.
With the extra long, extra big bottom. So you cuffing them at the bottom?
No, who cuffs their jeans? I just let them fall on the fucking leg, man. Like,
so all the bottoms of your jeans are tattered?
No.
Because they're dragging on the ground.
Mm-mm.
So they're tailored.
They're not tailored. They just, I don't know. Tailored? What do you mean by that?
Like, you go in and get the motherfuckers taken up.
So no, I just, no.
Whatever. Okay, niggas ain't buying jeans off the rack that fit right unless they the skinny jeans.
32, man. I'm not, what is it? 32? Yeah, I get like the 32, the length. The
32 inseam is perfect for you?
Yes.
You're the oddball nigga in the world.
Yes. 32 is perfect.
You're the oddball nigga in the world.
Well, I still have, you can see the heel, and then it doesn't hit the ground, and it just like, they,
I'm amazed.
When I sit down, they don't come up too far, you know what I'm saying? Hey, 32 is perfect.
I'm fucking amazed. This shit out here in the streets, it's weird. It is really weird. It's really weird, man. I don't know what these new cats are doing. Even shirts, all that shit is weird, bro. Anyway, I don't even know how the fuck I got there.
Still buy my jeans two sizes up. You know what I'm saying? I just can't help it.
Do you wear a belt?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. I thought maybe you just was one of the carry niggas. You know, just carry your jeans. You always got your hand on your waist.
Oh, nah, man. I'm not that. That's the dope boy thing. You got to walk with your jeans on your hand on. You got to walk. Nah.
We got to get GQ Blue on the show so he can give us the fashion tips, because I don't know how this shit works anymore.
Man, GQ Blue wears khaki shorts 2 inches above his knee, man. I don't want none of his fashion advice.
Hold on, bro. What you mean?
And if it comes to suits, yes. But jeans, nah. GQ Blue probably wears some cargo jeans.
I've never seen him in denim.
He probably don't own a pair of jeans. He probably, what's that?
I really don't think he's got it. Like, he's got to have some jeans, right?
Be Easy got some Junko jeans. I know that much.
Stop.
Yes, the little, the
raid. Shut up, man.
He got the big baggy, yes.
We can't slam the people every week, man. He does not have no goddamn Junko jeans. Stop it.
Yes, man.
Stop it. Next, you're going to say he got some lug boots, too. Let that shit go, man.
Yes, he got some Birdman lug boots.
You stupid as shit, man. We got some more sports news. Like, this is the last time before we get to keep it 100. Why is Reggie Bush even on this list?
Man, okay. So Reggie Bush, man. You know Reggie Bush got, I think he married now. He got him a chick. He married.
Of course.
Yeah. So
he fell off. That's usually when you settle down.
He's still in the league. What do you mean?
He fell off. That's usually when you settle down, is what I said.
Look, when you still get that, I mean, he's still Reggie Bush, man. You know.
None of these people know Reggie Bush. We know Reggie Bush because we follow sports, but anybody else don't know Reggie Bush.
Everybody know Reggie Bush. He used to be messing with Kim K, man. That right there got him etched in history.
He's like nine people later, though. No one remembers him.
Damn it.
They
man.
Remember him better from that than they do from his football career. But anyway.
Reggie Bush, he played in the 2005 National Championship.
Look how long ago that was.
Bum-ass Vince Young.
Look how long ago that was.
Reggie Bush was 2005. And
2005, but go ahead.
Anyway, okay, so Reggie Bush married. Out there shooting girls' clubs up. You know, got the side bitch pregnant. You know what I'm saying? Excuse me, side chick pregnant. And so he paid her $3 million to have abortion.
Wait. Was she like 13 months pregnant?
Mm-mm.
You can get an abortion done for a lot less than that.
I guess it was supposed to be hush money, everything. Oh, I'm married. Like, you can't be, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's supposed to have been, you know, it was supposed to be hush money, everything.
So this there was a conversation.
Like, yeah,
Reggie, I'm pregnant. Okay, cool. Y'all negotiated. I need $13 million. Okay, look, I'll give you $3 million.
Yeah.
Okay.
So $3 million for abortion. Cool. Reggie gives her the money. She don't get the abortion.
Wait. So he wired the money?
Hey, I don't know how she got the money. I don't know if he delivered it in a duffel bag, you know what I'm saying? But she didn't get the abortion. And now she's going to have a baby.
How many levels of fail? Like, first of all, that you was fucking around. Second of all, you fucking around raw. Third of all, you fucking around, got a deal, but you didn't go with her to the fucking clinic.
Exactly.
And then she still kept the baby, and we found out, like, how many fucking levels of failure. So now what's happening? And you play for the Bills. But now what's happening?
Let's see. This is the baby still unborn. Her name is Monique Exposito, a Miami waitress. Wow. Oh,
fuck. You should have known then. Maybe he thought she was going to take... Bad joke. Maybe he thought she was going to take his order because that's what she
did. And look, she married also. Oh, this is my baby.
So yeah, right? That might, not only might it might not be your baby, but the damn husband probably said, shit, we along for the ride.
Burned through the cash, failed to abort the baby.
$3 million was for her. It wasn't for me, nigga. You got to pay another $4 million for me, for the husband to be in.
Yeah,
hush.
Yeah, Bush is demanding a DNA test. The baby's due in February.
Question. Why didn't you demand that motherfucker before you gave her $3 million?
And she's, they say she's known to get around. She's rumored to be the longtime mistress of Alonzo Mourning. So she an old skeezer.
Alonzo Mourning?
Yes.
Holy shit. Like, you make a lot of bad decisions with women, Reggie. The problem is that your shit has footage. Like, all of your mistakes have footage. There's niggas out here that make bad mistakes, but they don't get it on tape. Kim K, a side baby, who used to fuck with Alonzo. How old is she if she used to fuck with Alonzo Mourning? Because Mourning's like 40 now. 40-something. Right?
Damn.
So when you were playing that championship game in 2005, Mourning was already retired, right? Hey. Or close to retired?
Hey, yeah, because he was around for the championship.
He played like in 2009 or some stupid shit. He kind of played late, but he was on the roster. He wasn't really playing.
Yeah, he was one of them coach.
I think in like 2005 or so is when he started the Miami shit, which was like two hot years and done. That was like his backup. Because he was already there in 95 or some shit. So, damn. Yeah, I don't know what to say about that, Reggie. Hey, fellas, look, if you out here, if you decide you're going to be extra, why are you still raw dogging in 2016?
Man, I don't get it, man.
If you out in these streets, why are you still doing this? Like, none of these diseases matter to you? None of these extra babies are matter to you? Like, you think your pullout game is that dope? You going to quit playing roulette, bruh. Sometimes the kid might be the least of your worries with some of these chicks. You're going to end up with that package. I'm not cut out for these streets, bro. Like, we were talking about, me and my wife were talking about that because you don't watch Insecure. Spoiler alert. So, the dude Lawrence on Insecure, Issa is his girlfriend. I forget what her name is on the show. But she cheated on him. So when he found out, he went out and slept with another chick. And dudes was resulting, you know, like rejoicing and all this shit. And they was happy. And I was like, I don't get it. I couldn't be out here in these streets with these single chicks. I don't know how y'all operate. Like, he was in the strip club. And in the scene of the strip club, you know, of course, he started making googly eyes at strippers. Because depending on where you go, some of the strippers be fine. He hollered to go back to the champagne room. And she flirting with him and shit. She said, yo, it's $200 for head, $400 for fucking.
Damn.
And he was like, he was upset, but he was thinking about it. I was like, there's not any pussy out here that I pay $400 for. None. So if that's what it's going for nowadays, what are y'all doing in these streets?
Well, the price of pussy is expensive.
$400. And then they want you to eat the butt?
$400. Damn.
Yo, Deezus and Mero was talking about, they have this thing called this is GFE. GFE. Have you heard about GFE?
Mm-mm.
It's apparently an abbreviation for girlfriend experience.
Oh, shit.
It's what that is prostitutes that you reciprocate oral sex on and you do it without a rubber.
Oh, God. What?
Right. That was my exact reaction. What the fuck part of the game is this? Mm. What do y'all need? Y'all some savages, bro. I look, I'm talking directly to you. I'm not even, there's no yellow here. If you single in these streets right now in 2016, you're savage.
Gotta be a savage.
There's no other way.
Gotta be a savage.
Y'all eating ass on the, like, everybody's sex game.
Random ass. Games. Like, you just meet a girl and you eat her ass, bro. Like, yo, this shit wild.
After the club.
Oh,
this you shit. You probably bringing her to your crib so randoms know where you live, and you eating ass on the first night.
Yo, this shit wild. Hey,
God damn. Shit. I told my wife last night, I said, yo, if this shit don't work, it's over. Like, there's no option. You think I'm going to go back in the streets? We fucking forever. That's just it.
Oh, shit. I'm like, yeah.
Let your new
like,
man know that it's just how it goes.
Exactly. Like, yo, you can't.
You tell your new man that you're our girl.
Yeah. Like, yo, I got my ex to come through from time to time.
That's just what it is. I'm not out here in these streets.
Yeah.
I said, on top of the savagery that's out there that I'm not part of, I don't have the patience to deal with this shit. I don't know how this shit. Like, what?
Sorry, you'll be all right, man. You got the shoe game down. You'll be all right, sorry.
Hey, man, I'm about out the shoe game, man. This shit is expensive. These niggas out here with these shoes are just as savage as these chicks.
They said Nike got some shoes coming out now. The self-lacing shoes.
Them motherfuckers are $750.
$750, and you can only get them off the app and in certain New York stores.
And the resale on them bitches is probably going to be $2,000.
Jesus Christ, for some shoes that tie themselves, man.
How lazy? What the fuck are you going through in life? First of all, none of us tie shoes anymore. No one ties a shoe. So now you gotta put on a shoe that ties itself. What's wrong with you?
Too tight. What if it tied too tight? And
then it gets stuck. So now you gotta cut these laces? I don't know,
like, what pressure I like to wear my shoes. It's gonna be like the whack boy. You know, some niggas like their shoes laced so tight, like a basketball player. Like, nah, nigga, you don't walk around with your shoes laced all tight like that, man. That shit just look disgusting.
Bro, my shoes be so loose, I'm afraid I'm gonna walk out them holes.
Yeah, man, you got them set. You have them set. You don't never, like, man, I got a pair of shoes probably been tied for 10 years. Man, like, I ain't never took.
Like, if you tie them, that part of the shoelace is white under the knot. Yeah. White as fuck. I don't get it. But the shoe game is like that. The fucking bread, the band ones came out, $160 retail. They sell them for $330, $500 for the broken band ones. $600. They were $160 at retail. Y'all savage as shit. This dude told me I tried to get the bread ones, the Jordan ones from the poster. I was like, yo, I got the bread 11s. I got the Gamma 11s for trade. Yeah, what else?
What else?
Like, what else you mean? What else? Like, what you gonna add with that? It's like a 3 or 4 for 1. Nigga, have you lost your mind? The fuck is wrong with y'all?
Jesus.
That's the sleep game right now. Y'all out here with these Tinder apps and all this shit. Eating ass on the first night. Out here paying $3 million for abortions that don't happen. Man, shit. GQ Blue, man, keep your head up, man. I don't know how you do that shit, bro. And he's got to be having the hardest time with it of all. Because you got a loft, you got a good job, you dress nice. That's got to be a headache.
Got to be.
I don't know, man. GQ, let us know how you dealing with that shit, man. If you still, does he still listen to the show?
He probably been brainwashed by the Fro Horseman. He probably trying not to listen to the best show on FB Afro network. But, you know, it is what it is. But, yeah, GQ Blue, man, he about to get married, I think, man. Like, the next girl he meet that he really like, oh, he marrying that one, man. Cause Blue, man, that nigga, he in that stage right now where he feel incomplete without that woman, bro. He like, that's the only little piece of the puzzle I need now to take me to the top.
He's a serial monogamous, man. Like,
yeah, he's looking for his Michelle, man. He looking for his Michelle, man. So, you know.
Hey, I mean, it's the season, right? People out there choosing.
Yeah, man, yeah.
Our good friend is chose. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
I still don't know nothing about the motherfuckers.
Hey, look, hey, keeping it real under wraps, man.
I understand.
Just so, because I would call out and say something, but you know, I ain't.
I understand, but it's just like, damn, I thought we was homies.
Yeah, I seen the one little one picture she gonna have had a little the face over it. Like, I mean, like, yo, wait, why you doing the little Instagram model shit?
I thought we was better than that.
And like, you know what I'm saying? Like, somebody gonna steal your man. Like, stop it.
I thought we was better than that. I mean, you know.
I know, right? You know what I mean? You
yeah.
Don't even know the nigga name. Yeah, I don't want to hit, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Chef Reach out there, she chose the fuck up.
Yeah, she done changed up the whole swag. She don't even do the same thing she used to do. Like, did I unfollow her?
We sound like some haters right now.
I mean, you know how it is, but it's just like,
weird because we're not hating, we're actually celebrating because we just said the single life is the bullshit.
Yeah, so I mean, we congratulate y'all. I know it's hard, and then I know it's hard for these women out here, but I know it's hard. Woof.
It's definitely difficult thinking about me being single, but as a single chick right now, because dudes are savage and they don't care anymore.
Yeah.
Like, they used to try and cover up the savage, now they post
on. Nah, man, niggas be like, yo, we fucking or what?
Yeah, it's real bad out here. Like, damn. I don't know how it works. It was a meeting. It's for a black event that happens in January. And I'm in there, and there's about 30 people there. It was at least 26 single women in the room.
Jesus.
26 single black women all over 25. And I was like, what the fuck is going on in these streets that all these women that have businesses are single? I'm like, do they have a problem or do these dudes have a problem? I was like, yeah, these dudes.
And I hate when they say all the men gay. That's not true.
I don't think they're gay, but I don't think that all men are relationship material.
Yeah, they're not. But so some women ain't either.
Totally agree.
Let's keep it real.
But we don't get that narrative.
Nah, we don't get that narrative. It's all our fault. It's all the men's fault.
Well, it's always a problem. And it's not necessarily a problem. Some people just not made for relationships. That's not a problem. That's just what the fuck it is.
Yeah.
If you're not in the same place twice out of a week, 2 days in a row, you might not be ready for a fucking relationship. If you travel that much, you might not be relationship time. You know what I'm saying? Your career is doing what it needs to do. That's cool, but you might not be trying to settle down with somebody.
Exactly.
I don't know, man. This shit is weird. But anyway, man, that was kind of a keep it 100, maybe?
Yeah.
I guess. What was your keeping 100 for this week?
Oh, man, my keeping 100 this week, man. I just want to know, Fro Nation, man, was I foul for this, man? So earlier, yes. I mentioned about my partner with the HBO password and all that shit, man.
Yeah.
I really called that nigga and was like, yo, man, what's up? I mean, you know, he's like, oh, man, we downsizing, man. We're going to try this, you know, we're going to cut the cord, man. You know, and I got kind of upset. And I was just like, yo, like, what the fuck? And he's like, you ain't even consult me about this. I sit down to watch Shameless, and next thing I know is talking about something. You don't have this channel? And I'm like, no, we do got this channel, nigga. Let me call my nigga up, man. And I don't know, man. I was bothered by that, man. I was really bothered.
So he had cable. He was paying for it, and he let you use his code.
Yeah.
Did you ever offer to pay for any of it?
No, because that's not how it works. I mean, you know.
But so how do you get mad?
That's what I'm saying. Was I fouled for that?
Yes. Short answer, yes.
Damn it, man.
Like it's, so when my boy was letting me use his Netflix, like, he offered it up. Maybe that's just because that's how I do business. Like, I only let people have so much control over shit.
Yeah.
So when he was doing the Netflix, he was like, yeah, man, I got you. I was like, no. I'm going to slide you a little bit. So at least that way we got to understand that I'm still paying for this shit too. We got to have a conversation before you just cut my shit off.
Damn.
So if you wasn't paying, it would have been nice of him as your homie to let you know that he's cutting the shit off.
Yeah, man. He could at least told me. Like, yo, man, shit ain't going to be working no more. Like, damn, man.
Yeah, like, that would have been cool. Now when I end up cutting this shit off, I may have to, you know, give you the alley-oop on that. I just haven't cut it off yet. It's probably going to happen by the end of this month.
Cut what off?
My cable.
Oh, okay.
This shit just doesn't make sense for me to keep it.
Like I said, you just gotta keep the basic part, man. Just so you can watch the ESPNs and the games and shit, cause you don't wanna be about that game life on the computer, man, cause it'd be like a minute behind and you hear motherfucker like that shit, man. That's the only thing I hate about it, the lag, man. Ugh.
Yeah, but I'm usually working anyway, so I'm not catching the shit real time most of the time. Like, it doesn't make sense for me.
I got you, man.
So, you know, you file for that. Well, everybody else chime in. You know, Nation chime in. I'm usually wrong when it comes to most decisions. So I'm probably wrong here, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go with that one. That sounds like a better answer.
I'm wrong. German's right. Per usual. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know how this shit works. You got winners and losers this week?
Do I got a winner this week, man?
Ezekiel Elliott?
Why would he be a winner? First of all, he's a Cowboy. First of all, he's a Cowboy.
I'm just saying.
Nah, that could be your winner. I would never give a Cowboy a winner.
So. I gotta give Zeke a winner. I mean, he is from St. Louis.
Okay, I mean, that's great.
Oh, can I speak on a monumental moment right now before you get to winner losers?
Go ahead.
I think I've officially put my Rams fandom on ice. It may not be dead, but it's definitely on a hard pause.
Damn.
Like, after the last two games, that's the first two times that I can remember since being a Rams fan, since they came to St. Louis, that I had no emotions over the losses.
I mean, but listen, look, at least they started Jared Goff. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And then what?
And then they about to get Fisher the fuck up out of there. Like, I mean, that's what you need to be happy about. He's about to be gone, man.
That's the first prerequisite for me to be a fan next year.
He's gotta be gone. He's out of there.
Ownership is still like, this is still part of your problem. You still traded five draft picks for Goff?
Hey, man, they're going to have to give him some receivers. I mean, because they don't have any.
Come on, man. We keep hearing this story. The receivers. A good quarterback will make the best out of his receivers. You can't tell me Tavon Austin can't catch. You can't tell me Kenny Britt can't catch. These motherfuckers are ballers.
Tavon, I mean...
It would help him receive more if he was receiving more. Having him catch the ball out of the backfield or get handoffs doesn't really help his receiving numbers. You know what I'm saying? So y'all got some shit fucked up. But we had, Manningless Colts were in last place. They got luck and then they made it to the playoffs. Same receivers.
They had some beastie receivers, though, man.
But that's my point. If beastie receivers can put up shit numbers... The shit receivers should be able to put up good numbers, right?
Yeah, but
you know. Just saying, it's not all the receivers. So I just wanted to announce that. We'll see. I might be a free agent for a couple seasons. We'll see what happens. Go ahead, man. Your winners and losers. My bad.
I don't have a winner. Couldn't find nobody. But my losers this week, Florida Gators. Got an ass kicked by fucking Florida State. Offense was like, I don't know what the fuck. What's going on? Now we got to face Alabama on Saturday, and I'm pretty sure we're going to get fucking a mud hole stomped in us, and we're going to lose out on recruits because of this. I don't know what the fuck's going on. Our coach was rumored to go to Oregon, but I'm not pleased with what's going on in Gainesville. Mark Summers, the offensive line coach, needs to be fired. The offensive coordinator, Nussmeier, he needs to be fired. And if they don't get fired, I'm going to blow a fucking gasket. You know what I'm saying? Period. I don't want to hear about the injuries. I don't hear about shit. Fucking offense. Y'all niggas ain't even trying no more. Like, y'all not even trying to be. You're not using the talent that we have. And this shit pissed me off, man. Because it's 4 years in a row we lost these motherfucking nose. That's 4 years that I had to live here without beating these motherfuckers. And they talking shit. So, yeah.
How do you... Because I tried. I tried to do the college thing again. I'm not into it.
College is the best.
But how? Everything changes every year.
But that's why it's just something about it, man. That's your, yeah.
So what are you a fan of? Are you a fan of, because it's not tradition.
It is tradition.
How? It's not even the same players. Like, you don't, the only thing traditional is the offense that you run.
It's the passenger, the school, everything is just, you have a tradition of winning. It's just something about it, man. See, it's different down here, man. Like I said, it's a livelihood, man. It ain't just, you know.
Well, I mean, I'm in Austin, so the UT is the shit out here.
Exactly. That's why I'm saying you hate them, though. So he's like,
first of all, because Mizzou used to play them all the time. But I don't understand being a staunch fan of everything. Like, your coaches, unless you got a coach that's had 13 years of winning, your coach is going to change every 3 or 4 years. The ownership. The people that make the decisions, that don't normally change unless your team hits the bricks.
You know,
your team players change every year or every 2 years. Like, how do you identify with so many moving parts?
It's just, I don't know, man. You just do.
I can't get into it. Like, even Mizzou faked us out for like 2 seasons. They were decent in the SEC, right? We got to the SEC. The first season was horrible. The second season was like we were looking at playoff parts through about 7/8 of the season. And then what the fuck is this year? Hey, what man, the hell is this shit?
After the fallout, man.
Like, we lost the coach and then everything hit the bricks. And that's the kind of shit I don't understand. Like, my boy, he went to Mizzou. So I understand him being a fan. But anybody else that we know to say, yeah, man, Mizzou just having a tough year. How are you tied to the school that loses? It lost everything.
You mean?
You already don't have a tradition of winning.
But it's like, it's an emotional tie. Like, family, you know, just, I don't know, man. It's different. I can't explain. It's not like an NFL love. But maybe it's like a person that grew up in the city. Like, you from St. Louis. And, you know, you, the Rams, like, okay, your whole life, basically, the Rams was in town. You know what I'm saying? So it was just, you know, you just pull for them regardless. And it's like.
But you had players and you had moments that lasted. So we had Marshall Faulk. Okay.
And then just like Florida, we had Tim Tebow. We had Danny Warfel. Like, you remember them times. Like, you know, watching them, it's different, man.
It's so weird, man. I try, man. I can't do it. Like, because everything is already picked for you. So they do the preseason polls. They do the draft classes. So essentially, you know that if this team wins all their games, they're the best team in the league. They've already predicted. Like, I don't know, man. It just don't seem fun. Huh?
I said, now you got to win it on the field.
You're true about that, which is what's going on with the voting right now, right? Like, everybody's losing their shit because Michigan's out of the top five, but everybody agrees that they're better than the last two in the goddamn top four.
Well, not Ohio State. Ohio State is number two, but they lost to Penn State, and Penn State is playing for the conference title, and everybody's like, well, we the champions, and we beat them, but you lost. You lost to Michigan. We beat Michigan. You lost. You know, it's just weird.
It's so convoluted. And then before the season, they have the preseason poll, which tells you who had the best. It's too many moving parts.
It's it's all predictions. Like, and you know, I hate the preseason poll, but I understand it's for TV ratings. You know what I'm saying? For, you know, what game's going to be seen. But I don't think you should rank the teams that, like, after week four. Because, you know, most times teams playing cupcake games. You know, their first four games, two of them might be against cupcakes. You know what I'm saying? So you really don't know how good a team is then, you know. So.
Which, like, that's even more of my question. We getting way off track. We're going to end the show here in a second. But if you're... Why are you ranking, like, if we got these different conferences and we're talking about the champions making it to the playoffs, why do the rankings against other teams matter that are outside of your conference?
Because other, like, you got the Power Five. You know, you got the ACC, the SEC, the Big Ten, the Big 12, the Pac-12, and the, what's the other five? I can't think of what the fifth one is. But anyway, yeah.
So your rank should matter. If you're in the Big Ten, your ranking should match in the Big Ten. If you're in the SEC, your ranking should matter in the SEC. But your ranking from the SEC to the Big Ten shouldn't matter.
I mean, in the grand scheme, it does, because they pick the four best teams. And then out of the rankings, like top 25, I mean, like I said, it's all just for TV. It's just all for TV, man. It's like, you know, you want to see the number three versus number four. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to see two unranked teams. Really not going to move the barometer. Nobody going to watch.
Okay,
but, you know, like I said, the numbers is all.
That makes sense. That does make sense. Like, that's simple as shit, but when you say it, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Because that trumps it up a little bit more. Anyway, this shit's just weird. You want to give our shout-outs so we can get the fuck out of here? I ain't got to win this.
Shout-out to the staff, man. Shout-out to B-Eazy, GQ Blue, Saul Wright, Short T.
Short T.
Shout-out to all the loyal listeners, man. Ruler myself, Dr. Abrasive.
Thekka Jones. Dr. Abrasive,
listening. He's family. Yeah, Thekka Jones. Daughter Dash, Papa Dash. Baby Yoda. Anybody else from that site to fuck with us.
Cokes, appreciate you, Koku, for hitting me up with the information. You didn't tell me nothing, but I appreciate the attempt.
Yeah. What up? Yeah, that's about it, man.
Hey, question for you.
Okay.
So on the Four Horsemen, MJ Money Nines isn't a bitch anymore.
Oh, MJ Money Nines still a bitch.
But why? Okay, so why is he not a bitch over there? He's a bitch over here for you. Because I ain't got no beef.
That's how he called us out. So, all right, man. He said something about He did something, man. But I'm going to let him live, man. So this is the last time I'm going to do it, man. I'm going to let him live.
There we go, man. MJ, hey, I stood up for you, bro. Send my check in the mail, goddammit. You'll be a bitch next week. This has been another episode of the Frocast with your homie Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, sitting in with King Jerm, the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of today, yesterday, and forever. We will holler at y'all probably next week, and then the show's going to get thin. We got to take a break. We got to get the fuck up out of here. We got next week. How many more shows we got?
Probably got about, let's see, today's the 1st, 8th, 15th, and then we got the 22nd.
I'm not going to commit to that show.
So we got about 3 more shows for the year. 3, possibly 4.
That might be it, man. You might get the 8th and the 15th, and then we out this bitch. I'm not committed to the 22nd. And the 29th, I plan on being out of town.
Oh, yeah, man.
So that might be it for y'all. If y'all got topics y'all want to hear discussed, make sure you shoot it to us. Send it to us on Instagram, man. Frocast. We right there.
Yeah, man. Gotta get that shit hopping over there, man. I see that little. I see Nappy Afro, and it jumped up to almost 10K, man. Almost at 10K.
We might have to start posting some ass and titties.
Oh, yeah. No. What we're going to do is we're going to start posting our shit over there, nigga.
Start posting the Frocast on Nappy Afro account.
Start a little still like that, stealing some of their followers. I just want to steal about 10% of their followers,
boy,
man.
Boy, do you know how... You know the laughter B.E.'s going to have when this shit fails?
Man, hey, he's laughing right now.
We don't get up to like 20 followers.
Nigga be like, so how many posts on your Instagram account? 6?
Oh. We ain't shit. All right. We ain't shit. If y'all knew the threats on our life he made for us over that Instagram.
Like, I don't see why y'all just couldn't do it over here. I'm just
he
like,
called this. My mama a bitch, man.
And they called Jerm a fuck nigga. Said, Jerm, you ain't gonna be shit. Your kids ain't shit.
God damn, man. Please follow the Frocast Instagram, man. Please.
Please. We're begging you, man.
Please, man. Don't let the terrorists win.
Yes, man. Come on. Let's fight the good fight, man. We trying to do...
Don't let the terrorists win, man. Yes, shit. We'll holler at y'all next time, man. We out.
Peace.
You stupid as shit.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
Nappyafro.com